Hey everybody, Stu Smith here going live. I hope you are well today. Happy Monday. And it's a special week. The start of the holidays is upon us. So yeah, Thanksgiving Day week. This is always one of my favorite weeks because a lot of my old students come back. And they join us in a workout or two during this week. We always have a Thanksgiving Day special workout, where it's usually pretty packed with people, regardless of the weather, which I love. And it's outdoors because everything's closed around here. And we just get after it, just like the old days. Turns a little bit more into reunion than butt-kicking workout, but it is a lot of fun. And one of the neat things I like about it is that, yes, there are old students from years ago that have gone on to do great things and all the military services, all the spec ops jobs, law enforcement, firefighting, you know, they all come back and join us for a workout. And the current students who are preparing for those jobs get to hang out and talk to them and, you know, just find out more information about the job. And it's a very powerful few days this week, because we'll have SEALs and Army SF guys and, you know, SWAT team guys come back, and it's just so much fun. So I'm glad I started this tradition almost 25 years ago. I think this is our 24th year. I have to do the math on it. It's either 24th or 25th. But it's just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. So one of the things I mentioned in the description of this video was just about what are you going to do this Thanksgiving? You know, I think it's a great day to just get something done physical, where you finish that, and then you go in, hang out with family, friends, eat, you know, snack all day, and watch some football, just have fun. It's just one of those days. So some people call it National Diet Cheat Day, is Thanksgiving Day feast. I guess any feast day could be that, but you know, I've just found that if I'm going to eat a lot of food, I like to, unfortunately, I know it's probably not good as far as a mental health aspect, but you know, you should never feel guilty for just eating a lot of food. But if you do it constantly, consistently, and you apply no physical activity, then it becomes harmful to a point where there's a huge energy imbalance where you are consuming more than you're exerting, and next thing you know, you're dealing with overweight issues, serious health issues, and unable to do the things that you once thought were easy, like grocery shopping, work in the yard, just going for a walk upstairs. You know, all of those become very difficult the more weight we gain. And so I don't want you to feel guilty for crushing a turkey dinner with all the fixings, you know, especially if you normally get after it. But, you know, if you want to avoid all that altogether, you got some hours in the morning to kill, go earn some food. I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I've been doing it for 25 years, and probably the reason why I got the idea to do it in the first place is even when I was going home to my parents' house, whether I was serving or, you know, still in college coming home, you know, it was always something my buddies and I did, just got together, went to the high school weight room or threw the football around on the football field, played a turkey bowl, and just have fun, you know. So it's just an excuse to hang out with people that you haven't hung out with in a while, doing something healthy and fun that you used to do, and it's just fun. So don't feel guilty about it. Just go work out, do something physical, and go crush some great food, watch football the rest of the day. That's America. So, and be thankful for it. All right, folks. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on. It is fall. We're getting through fall pretty quickly, about another month away. We'll be in the first day of winter. One beautiful thing about the first day of winter is, yes, it's the shortest day of the year, but every day after that, until we get through the next solstice, the days are getting longer. So we have some hope after December 20th that December 21st is that the days get longer every day by like a minute and a half. Next thing you know, in a few weeks later, it's not so dark first thing in the morning. Still cold, but things are just starting to, you see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? But now it's not too bad. You know, it's actually pretty nice right now. I think we're working out outside in the 40s right now, so can't complain. We are probably going to go into our winter lift cycle a little sooner than normal. Right now we're in the fall cycle, which is kind of a mix between transitioning out of the summer calisthenics and cardio cycle with adding weights. A lot of the weight add-ins are very light, focusing on technique. Like today we did a deadlift, hang clean, power clean technique day where we would do little complexes, really lightweight, focusing on you're actually getting under the bar versus doing a reverse curl to call it a hang clean. So it's fun coaching morning when we do that type of stuff, getting people to understand those movements, especially if they've never done them before. That's big. So yeah, I think we're going to do that. Start a little earlier and, crush some weight this winter. In fact, we're going to call it throwing some pig. So back in the 80s and 90s, all my buddies, when we were going to go lift weights, we would say, "Hey, Stu, you want to go throw some pig?" And that meant, "Hey, you want to go to the gym and lift some weights?" Like, I don't know if anybody else has heard that one, but I'm bringing it back because it was fun back then. It's going to be fun. I might even make a shirt on it. Throw some pig winter lift cycle. StuSmithFitness.com. What do you think of that one? All right, so Alex, Mikhail, hello. How are you guys? Tristan asks a question. Would you rather see athletes focus more on squat and deadlift for selection? At 210 pounds, my squat is currently 375. Haven't deadlifted in years, though. No, not necessarily. Unless your selection is a powerlifting selection. You need durability. With durability, you are going to be better able to handle the logs and the boats and the rucks and the fireman carries and other load-bearing activities that you have to do. Now, to get stronger to handle that, yes, squats and deadlifts are helpful. However, if you come from an athletic background, you're doing almost two times your body weight in squats. That is plenty of strength. Like, strength is not your weakness. Like, you are going to be durable enough to handle any load that you are going to do in whatever school you so choose with that kind of strength. Now, can you handle the muscle stamina process of that? You know, carrying 50, 60 pounds on a shoulder, chest carry, on your head, whenever you're running with those activities. So it becomes more of a strength endurance situation versus a pure strength situation. So that's my answer on that one. My recommendation, instead of doing 375 pounds once, get 50 pounds, place it on your shoulder in a sandbag, and do 50 squats and lunge across a football field. That's going to have more applicable training for what you're trying to endure than, you know, bench pressing two times your body weight, squatting two times your body weight, and deadlifting two or three times your body weight. In fact, I usually have folks somewhere in that 1.5 range. Like, if you can do your body weight bench for 15, 20 reps, that's an A+ in my book. If you can do 20 pound pull-ups, 15, 20 reps, that's an A+. If you can do body weight and a half squats for 10 reps, body weight and a half deadlifts for 10 reps, big plus. So that's going to be more helpful in preparing for selections than what you're saying, what you just asked. Unless you're preparing for a powerlifting tournament, then that's a different answer altogether. It's not the same strength training. You need it, but you also need it applied in an endurance activity as well. Is it better to go into prep SWIC training with a little bit of body fat? I'm 6'1", 196. Yes, that is fine. You'll probably lose weight while you're there. I was about the same. 6'1", somewhere 205, 6'1", I got down to 190. 6'1 on a good day, probably 6 feet, actually. Do you have any advice for or form video for the 50-meter underwater swim? Yes. In fact, you go on YouTube and search underwater swim with Stu Smith, you'll see how I teach it and how I do it. How often should I go to the gym? To do what? To live a better life? I don't know. I would do something 6 days a week. And if you wanted to do seven, I'm not opposed to that. As long as it's, you know, something gentle, mobility day, some kind of cardio type thing. But put it this way. I've been working out now for 40 years. Yeah, I'm 53, started 41. 54, started when I was 12, 13 years old. So there have not been many weeks that I missed working out. Unless I had surgery or I had pneumonia, which was only a few times. And I've been going 5 to 6 days a week for almost 40 years. But it depends on what you want to do. You know, if you want to go run marathons, probably go to the gym once a week, do more running. If you want to go to the gym to get stronger, I would definitely go 4 to 5, maybe even 6 days a week. But be smart about your splits and break your body into upper body, lower body, push, pull, leg. You know, you could do a whole bunch of different split routines. So not a really good question, quite, you know, to be honest with you, because there's just so many answers. And once again, the answer is it depends. It depends on what you're trying to do. Sir, next few months, I won't have as much time to train on days with time to train. Should I do a lot of volume intensity 4 to 5 days a week, or follow your fall book and do as much as I can to fit in? Swimming might have to be a little less often, so I assume I can train more intensely with other stuff, or just swap it for other cardio. I mean, if you're going to be busy, my advice is, yeah, keep that program, the fall book program. I don't have it here. I have the spring one. Who's ready for spring? I am already ready for spring. I would just do what you can. Take out the swims, because if you don't need to do a lot of swimming, I wouldn't worry about it. However, if you do need to do a lot of swimming in your future training, my advice would be to maybe every other day or 2 days a week, go into the pool and maintain your swimming. And that means all the other cardio for that day can be shifted to the left or right. You do all your running and rucking one day, do all your swimming the next day. That way you're not eating up a lot of your valuable time trying to fit it all into a workout and making it like really short for all, you know, all activities of cardio. But yeah, I would really kind of depends. You know, if you're getting a lot of volume and intensity in your training that you're doing and you have some time off in between like academy workouts and stuff like that, my advice is not add volume on top of it. My advice would be to just do some maintenance stuff on top of it. So if you're doing workouts with a military group, for instance, in the morning, and you have some time in the afternoon to do something, whatever you did in the morning, supplement that in the afternoon with the same muscle groups working. So if you did a lot of push-ups and pull-ups and that's an upper body day, you can do a lift in the afternoon, maybe go for a run, ruck, or you know, run or swim for your upper body days. And if you do more legs one day, make that an opportunity to run or ruck. You know, when you're adding in workouts or you're picking and choosing from a long list of activities to be able to do. So that's how I would do it. Hope that made sense. So, all right, you guys got any more questions here? If you have questions, send them. Put them in the comment section. Happy to answer them. We already have some really good videos to show for tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be our CSS critique day. And something else is fun that I'm going to start adding GoPro videos to my long list of swim videos. I thought it was about time to do some underwater footage, and sure enough, have been gifted a GoPro, so now I have no more excuses. Time to do some GoPro swim videos. So, you guys send me a question. If you're just sitting there watching, why don't you hit that like button, because this thing runs on likes, as you know. All right. Hey, how long would you keep trying to contact a recruiter before trying a different one? I've tried a couple of emails, text, and calling, nothing in a month. Huh? Well, that's not a good sign. I would probably go with a different one. Say, hey, I've been trying to call you for a month. Time to move on. Find another one. Let's see. Mikhail says, all right, that makes sense. I feel like I'm at a sufficient swimming level now compared to what I've been told from guys in Danish Special Ops. So it makes sense to maintain that and improve other things. Yes, I would agree. And once you're really good at swimming, you know, I would say 80% of it is technique. The other 20% to get to your optimal levels is really conditioning. So you can maintain your conditioning with two swims a week. Maybe a third one if you felt like you needed to replace running with a non-impact option. Go with swimming. It's just going to be a better bet for you. Or you could do, you know, really hard, high resistance biking too if you wanted to hit the legs hard. All right, Tristan said, selection isn't until next fall, but a lot of hoops to jump through applying to try to go officer, combat rescue officer. Yeah, understand, there are a lot of hoops for that one. So, you know, it's pretty odd. You know, Air Force is pretty good with their recruiting. overall, you know, especially if you're dealing with an officer recruiter or special ops recruiter group, they tend to be a little more proactive. So there may be an issue. Maybe that person is just maybe he's on leave. Maybe as you know, his wife had a baby or something, or she had a baby, whatever. But my advice, if you don't have access to other officer recruiters near you, you know, don't drive an extra hour and a half to go find one. Do the one closer to you, but go into the office, walk in there. And, you know, when you walk in there, be squared away with all the stuff that you know you need and get somebody moving with your deal, whether that's the one that you've been trying to call or somebody who's filling in for him and maybe just not answering his messages. Let's see. I apologize if you've answered this question 1,000 times. No problem. That's why I write articles. I may write an article for you, though. But curious to know how you score on the SEAL PST. Is it challenging to you, or is it this point is more of a warm-up? Oh, you're talking about my score. Yeah, you know, I've always... Well, I shouldn't say that. When I first started the PST, I couldn't finish the 500. And my mile and a half was like 10:30. So that was 2 years before I was an official BUDS candidate. So I had 2 years to get that better. And I did. And by the time I was heading to BUDS, I had a sub-9 swim, sub-9 run. I could really do push-ups well. I think I was over 120 push-ups. I think I had 105 sit-ups. And I was doing 22, 23 pull-ups. Can't really remember. I've had better scores than that over the years, too. When I turned 25, I got my run down to like 8:15. Got my swim down to a 6:40. This was post-BUDS. And, you know, I could always do 100, 120 plus after that. Now, at 54, I can still do sub-8. So, I'm swimming like 7:45. So, I'm a 7:30 like 2 years ago. But I swim a 7:45 this year. My run, a little slower. Trying to get it sub-7, but right now I'm flirting with the 10:15, 10:30 mile and a half and trying to see if I can break 10, you know, actually this winter. Instead of lifting heavy, I'm going to try to run faster. And my pull-ups are still 20, push-ups, sit-ups are like 85, 90. So not horrible. Is it okay to split up the workouts and cows and cardio program, for example? calisthenics run first, then run after. Yes, you can rearrange it to fit your situation. I typically put swimming last at the bottom, but some days the pool is open early and I'll put swimming first and get it. So it's, you know, it can depend on your schedule. It could depend on your preferences and what's open, what's closed, what's available to you. Absolutely. The goal is take a look at that day in the column and fit that into your day in whatever order you need to do. A way to do it is yes, from top to bottom, but there's no reason why you couldn't do the same thing from bottom to top if you wanted to. After doing 12 weeks in PST book, would you recommend jumping to phase 2-3 at first, doing the complimentary 4 weeks in the PSB book, or after that, jump into the phase 2-3? Well, those 4 weeks, I wouldn't call them really, yeah, I mean, I guess they are complemental to the PST. It's just a different workout those 4 weeks introduce you to. They're a little bit more lifting and weighted pull-ups. They're preparing you for the human performance test, right? So the human performance test is part of this new program, and it's done by Navy Special Warfare and Special Operations. EOD uses it a lot. But the if you're not familiar with the human performance test, you can Google it. It's a thing. Find it in there. And trying to find out what I did with it. So usually I set like it's a 12-week plan, cows and cardio. And then the human performance test has got its own chapter. And it's focusing on 25-pound pull-up, bodyweight bench, trap bar deadlift, max one rep, standing long jump, pro agility test. That's when you run 5 yards that way, 10 yards back, 5 yards back to the middle. That's like a 5-second test. 300-yard shuttle run, 12 25-meter runs or yard runs, really not fun. And if you can get that in a minute or less, that's really good. 3-mile run and an 800-meter swim. So it's just basically a harder PST with some weights and longer swim events and run events. But yeah, I would do that. I would just see how well you do on that and let that be a deciding factor on where you go next, right? Are your cows and cardio still a little weak? Do you need to work on your 4-mile runs, your 2-mile swims, you know, things like that? Because that's what phase 2 and 3 is going to be. It's going to be longer runs, longer swims with fins. It's going to be some load bearing activities with sandbags, lots of sand baby devil Murph type stuff, lots of bear crawling. So it's starting to get you prepared to get through buds versus this one is preparing to get you to buds with some through buds activities in there as well, such as introducing swimming with fins and sandbags and stuff like that. But I would say yes, do it. And then let's figure out where your strengths and weaknesses are by you doing the maybe the assessment sheet in the book and figuring that out. So I just pulled out some of this one for that. In fact, you guys can check out this article on the assessment tools, get you to and through. This is, if you think you're ready for buds or any selection, check out this assessment tool and just see where you are on your strength, your power, your speed, agility, endurance, run, ruck, swim, flexibility, mobility, grip. You know, all of those things are very important. Muscle stamina. All right, during CSS, when I take my breath, my front arm starts to fall to my side. What can I do to avoid this? Your front arm. All right, so I'm assuming you mean your bottom arm, right? Because both arms are out front at some point. But when you're taking a breath, that top arm pulls. Your bottom arm is left out front. I don't understand. So it should be pulling and then kicking and recovering together. I'm not sure how you, since you described it in this manner, I'm really confused at what you're talking about. So clean that up and ask it again. If you had to choose just one upper body exercise to excel at, which would it be? Great question, Gary. If I only had a choice of one, that's a hard one because I like to be able to do push and pull activities together. So if I were to create something, as long as it could have both of those in there, so I would do this. All right, does this count as a one body exercise? It's a combo of two. A burpee pull up. So you drop down, do a push up. Basically, you do one push up, jump up, do one pull up. So some people call them burpees. I would, for lack of a better exercise name, I'll say push-up pull-up combo, right? Or burpee pull-up. So you drop down, do a push-up, come up, do one pull-up. Would that count as your hypothetical question? If I could only pick one, I would say the pull-up. I just think the pull-up is the heavy weightlifting exercise of the calisthenics. You know, if it was a one choice of a weighted exercise, I'd probably go with the thruster. I know that's part leg, part upper body, but I just have a really hard time just picking one. Right? So, all right, let's see. Yes, the bottom arm, Connor says. So let's put this back into your question. During the CSS, when I go to take my breath, my bottom arm starts to fall to my side. What can I do to avoid this? What are you talking about? You should be pulling your bottom arm while you're inhaling. So, all right. I don't know if you've been under a rock or something when I coach this one. Maybe watch some videos. But whenever you pull that top arm, you're turning your face right here. And then you're inhaling with the bottom arm. And then you kick and glide. So your bottom arm should be coming down by your side because you should be pulling with it. And then you should be kicking and recovering and holding that glide like that. So that is why I say send me a video and let me see if it's right or wrong what you're saying, because your description in my head makes no sense. Like there's an issue. I don't understand it because I can't see it, to be honest with you. You can choose muscle ups, both pulling and pushing. Oh, okay. I like that. Muscle ups fair. I personally hate muscle ups though, just because it's basically a cheating pull up, push up, I guess, pull up, muscle up. It's mostly a kip if you think about it. I haven't seen many people do pull, push all in one shot without kipping. So it's more of a technique than it is an actual pulling and pushing exercise. I personally would rather do a bicep curl overhead press, you know, if I'm going to do a push and pull together. Do you ever use straps during winter lift cycle for heavier lifts, or is that useless since you get grip strength without it? Yeah, you know, only a few times have I used straps. And when I was younger, I probably used them too much and neglected my grip. And then when I quit using them, my grip got stronger. And so I've never really used them since. Every now and then, if I'm going to throw some heavy weight around, like a deadlift or a real heavy row, I'll use straps, but most of the time I just go without. But it also depends on the workout too, because, you know, if you want to work more pulling muscles, but your grip gives out first, then you're done working pulling muscles. So I would, you know, I'd work out really hard without the straps until my grip gave out. If that was causing me to miss 5 or 6 reps of whatever set I'm on, I would use the straps and, you know, try to hit them to finish up the set. But that's a good way to work both. I find that a good compromise. So you're working your grip, but you're also getting all your reps without burning out your grip. Let's see. So tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about the CSS in video. I'll do some video critiques. If you guys have not seen, so had a question over here, Connor. If you have not seen my TikTok channel, CSS critique page, TikTok, StuSmith50, just go to that. You don't even need the app. Just go to the website, TikTok.com/@StuSmith50, and you'll be able to see over 150 videos of me coaching the CSS. You can also go to this YouTube channel and my Instagram Reels just to see what that bottom arm is doing. So, Ian says, maybe kind of a dumb question, but was there anything you did in boot camp, special warfare prep, that helped you do well in BUDS? No, I didn't go to either. I went to the Naval Academy, which is a four-year college/basic training program where you are learning how to be in the military for 4 years and play sports, do workouts, go to school, and then when you graduate, you become an officer in whatever branch of that service you decided to do. I was a spec ops candidate my last 2 years and was able to get one of those slots after graduating. So I did not go to those. And back in my day, there was no real BUDS prep. In fact, I showed up 2 weeks before I was in first phase. So the goal was to get there 2 weeks in advance, pass a 4 mile timed run, 2 mile swim, do an O course, do the PST. And if you passed all those, you could join first phase. And they would have you do that all in about 2 weeks, get all your gear. Next thing you know, you're starting first phase 2 weeks later, which I thought was fun. You know, I'd spent 4 years preparing. I didn't need another 12 weeks of prep, which is what it is now. It's a 12-week prep program. Yeah, just go to this website if you haven't seen the CSS videos all on one page. CSSTikTok.com. In fact, if you you send me a video, I'll critique it for you before tomorrow's show. And that might answer some of your questions that you're having with what you're doing with that bottom arm. All right, folks. I got a few more minutes. You guys got any more questions? Because I do need to get the day started. Go and finish this article. Go swimming. Test out my new GoPro. And see what some underwater videos look like. Maybe I'll have my first underwater swim videos for you guys to see tomorrow for critiquing. So that'd be fun. Show back up tomorrow, same time, 9:30. And we'll do a CSS critique show. If you guys missed, if I missed your question, you can always email me, stu@stusmith.com. But you guys go check out stusmithfitness.com. It's a different website. StuSmithFitness.com. It's got a store there. It's got all my articles on there. Use the Live15 coupon code, save 15%. And if you guys keep hitting that like button, I appreciate it. And we will move on. I think we got some new followers this week. I think I had a nice shout out from one of the former SEALs that I know. Gets a lot of fitness questions. He just sends them to me, which I'm very grateful for him doing. He's a nice guy. So we've got some new folks here that may be their first one. So welcome. And I do these on Monday and Tuesday at 9:30. We go live. So have your questions ready. Or if you can't make it, just send me an email. Happy to answer it by email. I actually answer all my emails because you guys give me ideas to write articles. And I usually write about 3 or 4 articles a week, some for military.com, some for my own site. In fact, I just wrote a big one about the CSS yesterday, and I'm doing a whole new series called CSS Help. And this one is Fix My Glide. In fact, I'll put this one in here for you so you guys can check it out. Alex, thanks for smashing the like button. I appreciate that. But yeah, check out this latest article, CSS Help Fix My Kick. I also have another one called CSS Help Fix My, My Glide, CSS Help Fix My Kick. And I'm going to do another one probably this week called CSS Help Fix My Pull. So maybe that would answer Connor's question a little better if I talk about the top arm and the bottom arm pull. Tom Greasy answered the one question, the multi-joint dumbbell exercise. Yes, that's a good one. It's a bicep, overhead press, tricep, all in one, you know, three-part movement. I would agree. If I had one, that's probably the one with the most balance in it for sure. And then, of course, I would have to have one leg option as well because you can't skip leg day. And I'd probably go with the back squat or deadlift. Might be a coin flip on that one. Probably the back squat. All right, folks. I got to go. I will be back tomorrow, 9:30, same time, same channel. And we'll talk about some CSS videos and critiques. All right, until then. I will see you guys later. You guys have a good one.